Chris Morning Update, Monday, April the 3rd.
啊，今天的早报在科技方面呢 ，BAT 三巨头大佬齐聚深圳，畅谈人工智能。在雄县新区的地产方面，华夏幸福颁布了自己的新计划，提升了自己的股权大局。在体育方面，美国 NCAA 决赛对阵出炉，冈萨加大学将对战北卡，谁能最终问鼎冠军？我们通过几个数字来看看。武汉本地新闻方面，武汉卓尔队在中甲获得首胜，主帅唐耀东处女秀换帅如换刀。
China's three tech tycoons discussed the future of AI in Shenzhen. The internet will profoundly impact the retail, manufacturing, finance, technology, and the resource industry. Alibaba's founder Jack Ma has told the China's Shenzhen IT Summit today. The essence of artificial intelligence is that it can learn at a very high speed based on the big data of computers, according to Tencent CEO Pony Ma.While Robin Li, the chairman of CEO and CEO of Baidu, described the internet as just the appetizer, with AI as the main course. And CFLD has unveiled its new plan. The China Fortune Land Development is one of the leading industry city operators in China. Founded in 1998, the CFLD continues to innovate and better the lives of communities in China and around the world. In response to an STCN.com's interview, the CFLD's executive director, Mr. Zhang Shufeng, acknowledged that a previous cooperation contract with the Baoding Municipal Government and the Shun County authorities will no longer be in force, and CFLD willcategorically obey the executive decisions from higher government in future operations in terms of land acquisition and property development. CFLD will continue to hold its three key principles, a commitment to green development, the quality of life in our cities, to continuously innovating and to bringing industries together.These principles, together with the adoption of public-private partnership, the PPP model, have seen CFLD successfully working with local governments to boost the economic and social development of regions and cities.
And let's turn our focus to sports. The Gonzaga Bulldogs and the North Carolina Tar Heels will meet in the NCAA Finals 2017.68 college basketball teams realized the dreams of having an opportunity to win the 2017 national championship, but only two, the Gonzaga Bulldogs and the North Carolina Tar Heels, have reached the final stage. When the programs take the floor Monday, April the 3rd, the only numbers that matter will be on the scoreboard. That was the case Saturday night when both schools earned thrilling, nail-biting defeats over South Carolina and Oregon, sending us to the national championship in style. Before the showdown league tips off, though, let's browse a collection of numbers that are either notable background information or potentially significant for the national title.77,612 are the number of fans who attended the semifinals at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, according to Andrew Carter of the News and Observer. The basketball-specific number is about 14,000 more than the NFL's Arizona Cardinals can host.2009 is the last year that North Carolina won the national championship. Six notable future NBA players graced the rosters, including Tyler Hansbrough, Danny Green, Ty Lawson, Tyler Zeller, Ed Davis, and Wayne Ellington. 153 is the lowest current price for a ticket to the national championship, according to scorebig.com. The cost rose from 170.37 during Saturday night's semifinal games. 86.6. Gonzaga's adjusted its defensive efficiency this season per KenPom that leads to the country by a slim margin over Virginia, 87.9, a program that is regularly praised for its defensive execution under Tony Bennett and his pack line philosophy. 77. Points both teams scored to advance to the national championship. Gonzaga edged South Carolina by 4 and North Carolina clipped Oregon by a single digit. 66. The years it took the Gonzaga program to reach the Final Four, the Bulldogs first appeared in March Mardi Madness in 1995, and their active streak started with an Elite Eight berth. Current coach Mark Few took over the next season. Under Few, prior to 2017, Gonzaga had bowed out in Sweet 16 five times and Elite Eight once. And that wraps up the Chris Morning Update on April the 3rd. Stay tuned on our update on the 4th of April.